Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told House and Senate committees recently that his first priority in implementing the new farm bill was livestock disaster assistance that expired even before the old farm law. And American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore says cattle folks have had more than 3 years of disasters, starting with part of 2011.
So we're basically looking at the calendar years of 2012, 2013, and already in 2014, we've had situations where livestock producers, particularly cattle producers, sheep producers, grazers, have been dealing with drought. And the secretary getting this announcement out that starting April 15, producers can start signing up for these programs.
And pork producers facing losses due to PEDV not covered under the last farm bill will be especially interested in this sign-up.
One of the new areas covered under the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program that eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, farm-raised fish, aquaculture, that have losses, disease is one of the new categories that was added.
But the rules still have to be written as to who's covered under which program and for what years.
The secretary's going to have to put all of that together and also determine, you know, what are the funds he has available to, you know, to go after these particular problems. And, you know, he's also got the number of different years of disaster that producers are going to be, you know, some, there may be producers making application for, you know, emergency assistance 1 year for drought and the next year for flooding.
Now, while the timing of payments is unknown, in order to expedite applications, all producers who experience losses are encouraged to collect records documenting these losses in preparation for the enrollment in these disaster assistance programs. Information on the types of records necessary can be provided by local FSA county offices. Producers are also encouraged to contact their county office ahead of time to schedule an appointment. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.